I'm here with Howard from Bulkhead Interactive. You're showing off with your game Battlefield 1944 today. Do you want to give us like an elevator pitch for what the game is?
Yeah, sure. So Battalion 1944, it's a competitive World War II shooter coming to PC early next year. So yeah, that's what the game's about.
Okay, what's like the inspiration? Well, I guess we can guess what the inspirations are, but what's the aim with the game?
Yeah, so we've taken inspiration from many different old classic shooters. So obviously Call of Duty 2 was a massive influence for the game, but also Call of Duty 4 Pro Mod, you know, one of the older mods for the game that made it more competitive. Also old Medal of Honors and also Counter-Strike, you know, anything competitive. We wanted to kind of reinvigorate the UK scene for a fast-paced shooter.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've just had a go and I was dying very quickly. If you get shot, you're dead. You've got to be the first one to hit the other person. This map actually here today, I think it's 5v5 or 6v6. It's quite small. How many maps are there at the moment?
So we are going for 5 versus 5 combat.
Okay.
At early access, we're looking at around 4 or 5 maps. It's not confirmed how many yet, but that's going to be announced in January.
Okay.
We're going to have some big announcements coming then. So this is just team deathmatch for the event. Our main mode is competitive search and destroy, but at an event, people don't want to stay dead. So
okay.
It makes sense that we're having
so
a team deathmatch.
So when you're dead
and
that
here.
You're dead, even with these quick... Oh, that's going to be
exactly. It's, you know, so with the one-shots, it's going to be super, super hardcore shooter. One of the unique twists we're doing with that mode is that it's going to be limited class-based. So say for the first round, you want to take 5 shotguns, 5 grenades, 5 smokes. You can do that if you want to with your team.
Yep.
But that's shared between your team, and you have to manage your arsenal of weapons to make sure you don't run out of those resources.
Okay, so later rounds you might not have those.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's
interesting. As the extra layer of depth of the game.
Because I was playing and I was finding one or two weapons slightly more suited to the close combat.
Exactly.
Or maybe just my style, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I picked up the Kar 98 with the scope, which actually in this short map wasn't so useful. But then if you're playing... Well, in Search and Destroy, and you only get one kill.
Yeah, and you have to hold that angle, and if you miss that shot...
You can take things a bit slower. So you've got a mix there of the fast-paced and... Well, sure, Search and Destroy is still fast-paced. What's the... you're early in development at the moment, aren't you? It's now for release yet.
Yeah, so we did a Kickstarter about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And that went really well for us. Loads of people got on board with the idea. And since then, we've just been refining the game. So this is Alpha 0.3. You know, we've been doing alpha test weekends to refine the game with the community. So we're finally at this point where everyone's kind of happy with the way the game feels. And from this point forward, it's just content. Stuff that we can add to the game to, you know, bring more out of it and stuff like that.
Do you have a plan for release yet?
We don't have an official release date yet, okay. But we're looking at early next year.
Is that for early access or is that for the release?
That's early access, yeah.
Okay, yeah. What about other platforms? Is it just PC at the moment?
Yeah, we're thinking about other platforms. Definitely, you know, it's always on the radar. But of course, we've got to focus on the PC first. And you know, one of the things we're doing with that is we're focusing on optimization. So right now, we're running this at 144 frames a second, making sure that it's a really smooth PC experience.
Okay, thank you very much, Howard.
Awesome.
Where
Cheers.
Can people find out more?
On our Steam page. Come check us out on Battalion 1944.
Okay, thank you very much, Howard.